Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning, I have the famed Don Cinetti in. Oh, you're laughing. You are famous, sir. Yeah. Thanks for coming in the studio this morning.
Pleasure to be here.
So you have in front of me an absolutely beautiful banjo. I feel like this is the fixture. People are used to seeing you and that beautiful banjo. How long have you been coming here to Sitka to spread your music?
I've been coming here with the second Whale Fest. It's an interesting story, if I may go into it for a second.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I had been planning for about 3 years at a festival in Hawaii called Whales Alive. And Jan Straley was doing a talk over there. And he said, would you have any interest in coming up to Sitka? We have a festival up there. And I said, and that was the first year of the festival. Mm-hmm. So starting with the second year of the festival, I've been coming up.
That's like, what, over 20 years now?
Yes.
So, it's now like in my mind, like if Whale Fest is happening, that means Don Cinetti's going to be here. These two happen at the same time.
It's wonderful. And I love it. I mean, as a kid, I always said, gee, I hope some point in my life I get to go up to Alaska because I like everything about the animals up here and everything. And it happened that I didn't think that music would be the tool, so to speak, to do it.
Yeah. But I got you up here, and it has you keep coming back, which is even better.
Yeah.
So let's start. So you just had a concert last night here in the Cable House singing sea shanties. What on earth is a sea shanty, and why do you know so many?
Okay, great question. A sea shanty is actually a song-like tool that you use on board sailing vessels. And it has specific rhythms. That's why there are different kinds of sea shanties.
Okay.
There are hauling ones, there's heaving ones, there's bunting shanties, there's all kinds of different ones. So you have to marry up the right shanty to the job being done.
Okay.
And that's part of the, in a sense, education of a shanty man. Mm-hmm. And they said a strong shanty man was like adding an extra five or up to 10 people more on the line coordinating that effort. And particularly on whaling voyages, it could be up to 5 years of duration.
Oh, man. That's good for morale, too.
It is. And there was another body of ballads that they would sing.
Mm-hmm.
But many sailors would never sing shanties when they weren't working. They were tended to be a superstitious lot.
Mm-hmm.
And to sing a work song when you're not working could be bad.
Okay, could screw up the juju on your ship.
Yeah, exactly.
Err on the side of caution.
Then
you said the shantymans would know ballads and things to sing that weren't work songs, just for entertainment.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Awesome. So how did your fascination with sea shanties begin? Like, did it begin when you first picked up that banjo?
I was really interested in, like, when the Kingston Trio and groups like that came on the scene. And I said, that is really interesting music. So I got involved with it. And then more and more I started finding out about the sea shanties. And I became very good friends with a man named Stan Hugel, for all extents and purposes, who was the last actual working shanty man on a large ocean-going vessel. He was from Wales, and we became very close over the years. And he was very supportive in my doing this. And I got a job at Mystic Seaport, of course, singing shanties.
Mm-hmm.
But he really encouraged me to do it. And because the most effective shanty man had to have a big voice.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know, there's no PA system.
Boom out over the deck. Yeah.
That's right. And so I kind of fit the bill. And but it's been great. I mean, And among the great aspects of doing it is my coming up here. I really do look forward to coming here.
Excellent. Well, yeah. We always look forward to having you up here.
Thank you so much.
Would you, I mean, you're tempting me with this beautiful banjo. Do you have a favorite shanty or a favorite, I guess, type of shanty?
Yeah, well, my favorite, and it's a song, it's not a shanty, it's Rolling Down to Old Maui, which I sang last night. As far as the shanties go, there's one called Santa Ana about the Mexican general.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a favorite among the whalemen, as a matter of fact. And it was used for on the capstan or the windlass.
Mm-hmm.
And those tended to be very long jobs. But Santa Ana is one of my very favorite.
Would you be able to play a little snippet of it? Or the
Sure. And that will be a cappella. The shanties were done a cappella. Because everybody would be working. There were instances where when they were using a capstan, a fiddler might sit on the capstan while they were pushing on it to raise the anchor. But generally speaking, there was no musical accompaniment to a shanty. On naval vessels, which had very large crews, they didn't have... someone, they'd have a fiddler or a fifer playing a rhythm, and they didn't sing the shanties. There were some songs that came out of the naval tradition, but they did not sing shanties.
Okay.
They thought they were uncouth.
Oh, they were Navy men. They are highfalutin folks. But they still saw the value of having at least some sort of musical accompaniment to make work more effective. Excellent. Well, would you mind singing a little snippet?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Here we go. We're sailing across the river from Liverpool, heave away, a Santiago. Around Cape Horn to Frisco Bay, all across the plains of Mexico. So heave her up and away we'll go, heave away, Santiago. Heave her up and away we'll go, all across the plains of Mexico. Mexico. Oh, Santiano was a mighty fine man. Heave away, Santiano, until he made war with Uncle Sam all across the plains of Mexico. So heave her up and away we'll go. Heave away. Santiago, heave her up and away we'll go, all across the plains of Mexico. General Taylor gained the day, heave away, Santiago. He made old Santi run away, all across the plains of Mexico. So heave her up and away we'll go, heave away, Santiago. Heave her up and away we'll go, all across the plains of Mexico. Now Mexico, where the land lies low, heave away, Santiago. There ain't no snow, and the whale fish blow, and on and on and on.
Yeah,
yeah. They were the first rappers. Shantymen were the first rappers.
That's awesome.
Because they had to keep. You couldn't stop and say, "I ran out of words."
Yeah, you had to keep going until the job was done.
That's right.
Oh man.
That's right. Leather lungs and a clever mind.
I love that as a job description. This is what you got to have. Requirements.
Tonal beauty is of second importance.
Well, yeah. Leather lungs, clever mind, and an unfailing sense of rhythm.
Yes.
I was tapping my foot along. You didn't air. Like, you got to be a human metronome,
yes.
Which I guess helps with making sure All those guys are all pulling together, all stepping together.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
And I got to imagine it's kind of, that'd be like kind of the histories, I feel like, that would travel from boat to boat and from just with shantymen's. It sounds like you're telling a story in many of these cases. So if you learn it from on one boat, you bring it to another ship you're working on. It's kind of a cool oral tradition in a way.
It really is. And it's basically an oral tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might get a book about sea shanties. You know, there'll be a version of a shanty. And another book might have quite different words and things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because being an oral tradition, things evolved. And also that rapping ability,
mm-hmm.
you know.
that quick on your feet improvisation.
That's right. And on a 5-year-long whaling voyage, you could put and make up things about members of the crew or,
mm-hmm.
you know, things that happened on the voyage, you know. So
because if you're singing the exact same thing. Yeah. For 5 years, you might get thrown overboard.
That's
you
exactly.
gotta keep it fresh.
Exactly.
Awesome. So the shanties were sung to help with work to make the time pass.
Yeah.
And it was the ballads that was the filling in the time between. Yeah. It wasn't all work. They had some downtime, I imagine.
That's correct. Everything, of course, is captain's discretion. And if the mm-hmm. captain, for some reason, said, no instruments on board, I do not like music, you know. That was rare, but it could happen.
Because
mm-hmm. everything's captain's discretion.
Oh, yes.
And the instruments that were popular, of course, were the fiddle, the banjo, squeeze boxes, very mm-hmm. popular. And a lot of small pocket instruments, because they don't have much... personal space on board those kind of vessels.
Yeah, it's pretty cramped below decks.
Yeah.
So would you maybe play a little something from as something that would have entertained the men when they're off duty?
Okay. This is I did this last night. It's one of my favorite ballads. It's Go to Sea Once More or Off to Sea Once More. And it's very long, so I won't do it all.
Okay.
But we'll do a little bit of it, okay?
A little teaser. Awesome.
Yeah. When first I come to Frisco, I went upon the spree. Me money it lost, I spent it fast, got drunk as drunk could be. And when me money it was all spent, it was then that I wanted more. But a man must be blind to make up his mind to go to sea once more. Once more, boys, once more. It's go to sea once more. The man must be blind to make up his mind to go to sea once more. Some days we're catching bowheads, me lad. Some days we're catching none. With the 20-foot oar held in me hand, from 4 o'clock in the morn. And as the sun of night come down, we'd rest our weary oars. And it's then that I wish that I was dead, so I'd go to sea no more. No more, boys, no more. It's go to sea no more. Well, it's then that I wish that I was dead, so I'd go to sea no more. So come all ye hardy sailor lads, I'll have you to hear me well. When you come back from your long trip, I'd have you do no wrong. You take me advice, drink no strong drink, don't you roam upon the shore. You get married, me lads, and spend all night in, and you go to sea no more. No more, boys, no more. It's go to sea no more. You get married, me lads, and spend all night in, and you go to sea. You get married, me lads, and spend all night in, and you go to sea no more.
Excellent. Thank you, Don.
Kind of haunting in a way, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is, of the appeal of the sea, but also going out longer and more than you want to, but oh, that internal struggle.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of those, their songs are about learn from my experiences. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Don't make the same
mistakes. Oh, yeah,
I
yeah.
Did.
A little. Well, goodness, I hate to say it, but we're out of time this morning.
It goes by quick.
It does, especially when you're having fun. And my goodness, I would love to keep chatting with you. And for folks who were not able to make your concert last night,
yes,
this will not be their only opportunity to see you. You're going to be, well, you're going on a grand tour today with all the different schools,
right,
and the senior centers.
That's right.
And you'll also be playing at The Grind on Friday, correct?
That's correct.
Excellent.
And then we close up the festival with doing a concert.
Excellent.
You know, on Sunday. Yeah.
Bookend it. Well,
yeah,
thank you, Don, so much for coming in and for sharing some of your
My
shanties
pleasure.
And ballads.
Thank you.
It was great having you in, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah.